how do we bring in, I mean, with managing this number of events on your website for Denver Arts Week, it's pretty much up to artists to work that marketing side of their brain and make sure they're on your website and they're getting their events submitted to you, right?
Right, but we also reach out to the community ourselves to make sure that people are paying attention, that they have a deadline day to submit their events or deals so that they get sort of exposure on our website.
How does Denver Arts Week, how's it going? What year is it in? How do you focus on arts in this amazing city?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much such an incredibly vibrant part of what we offer our visitors and our locals, right? This is the 17th year that Denver Arts Week is in operation, which is incredible. Denver Arts Week is so important because we really want to showcase everything from small artists to large galleries or large museums. So we definitely thrive during this week between November 3rd and 11th to focus on these events. And there's over 500 events so far. People and artists keep including more each day as we get closer to Friday.
It's a wonderful competition. Do you feel like we compete with places like Santa Fe right down the road or San Francisco or Chicago?
Well, you know, it's such a vibrant art scene here in Denver. Our Denver Center for Performing Arts is one of the largest ones in the country. So that's just incredible. So we're definitely sort of that Rocky Mountain region epicenter for the arts. You know, a couple of things that we have that is so unique is we have First Friday Arts Walks. That includes several neighborhoods. So it includes 40 West Arts District, the Art District on Santa Fe, the River North Arts District, 38th Avenue Cultural District, South Pearl Street, Arts on Belmar, and Old Town Arvada. So we're all over. And there's so many things happening there. And that promotes both the small artists and the large ones, right? And I think another thing that's super exciting and one of the things that Denver does that's extremely unique and probably one of the few is we have free nights at the museums. That's going to be on Saturday night. The museums are open between 5 and 10 p.m. So they're open late. It's all free admission. And we offer shuttles to go between 16 different museums around the city. The shuttles are free. And so that really incorporates people that want to come to see Denver Arts Week, but also the locals. This is such a great opportunity for them to see everything that's going on.
It really is one of those local secrets that if you know what's going on, you can register for that shuttle bus and hop on. It is among so many things that are really, really exceptional. The Visitors and Conventions Bureau is a part of promoting Denver, not just to outsiders, but to insiders. We think all you all do is do conventions. You're all about downtown and there's nothing else going on.
No, not at all. I mean, we support the Metro Denver. We support all these areas. We have over 1,200 partners or members of Visit Denver. It's pretty unique, but my job involves bringing in the tourism, but also supporting the local artists and the local cultural organizations to make sure that we're really showcasing everything that's happening in town.
Flavia Light, if I don't have the best job in town, you do. Because
I have to tell you, I feel pretty lucky. This is such an easy city to promote. There's so much going on and just so excited to see how we've come out of COVID and the arts community is really thriving and doing amazing work.